But I was the driver for the guys, so it was cool. Everybody got a little bit liquored up except for me, and yeah, life is good.
All right.
Well, there you have it.
I like the life is good thing. That's yeah. You can't go wrong with that.
Life is good. How about you, Jimbo?
Oh, belch. Living the dream and getting ready to go to work next week. Yay.
Living the dream. It's like that's the whitest response. It always, you never hear a black dude, I'm living the dream, bro.
No. No, that's right. You never do.
Yeah, basketball Americans, they're already living the dream because, you know, they got affirmative action. It's all good. How you been doing, Dwarf?
That's a longer conversation.
That's a much
longer
conversation.
Had a conversation with Law Dog, speaking of conversations, after Law Dog had a conversation. And the selling of the Kamschwerg mead may very well become a reality.
Outstanding.
We think we have a plan. That is the meeting that I was talking to you about before the show, Pop.
Excellent.
That's great.
You will be given a time and place to appear so that we can make this happen.
I can make that happen.
Okay.
I like this.
Yeah. Time and place to appear.
This may be finally going to happen, which is actually perfect because we have year and a half old mead that we've been sitting on that's bottled and ready to go. And it's like red wine. The older the shit gets, the better it tastes.
Yeah, so. You know what? You need to fuck off because I will drink the shit out of that.
I still have the bottle that you gave me is still chilling in my cupboard down here. So yeah. I was going to bust it out on Friday the 13th.
All right.
Coming out to watch some more Jason movies. This year we're going to have three Friday the 13th, so it's going to be a good year for drinking whiskey and watching Jason movies.
We're having three Friday the 13th this year?
Yep, because when you have one in February, you always have one in March, and then you have it later in the year, too.
There you go. And tonight is March 1st. It's also a blood moon tonight, and coincidentally, it's my whore witch mother's birthday, so...
Poor witch mother.
Right, we got a bad one. I mean, my mother has seven kids, and not one of them will talk to her.
That's bad. Yeah. Right?
You might this be the bad. Problem. If okay,
yeah, no shit. Wow, that's quite amazing. I've been writing down some more of those jokes, by the way, and Pop wants to start using them in his stand up. So,
fuck yeah, bro.
Just better give me credit, motherfucker.
I will.
By the way, I'm not funny. This other guy is funny, but he's not here right now. Read this shit. There was a really good one here that I wrote the other night. I'm trying to remember it. Oh, yeah. If your political party invented and tried to normalize the term minor attracted person, but still think you can call conservatives pedo protectors, you might be a retard.
Yeah, I'm getting kind of tired of that shit, bro.
I love when that happens. Every time I see that, what guy you're protecting pedophiles? I just write back, coming from the party that brought you minor attracted persons. And I just watch the likes pour in. That's because you get fucked.
Look, suck God made it. 22 ammo cheap and backhoes a thing for a reason, okay?
And wood chippers, too. Yeah, there's also
that. I got a friend up north who's got a backhoe tractor. Mm-hmm. Things happen.
You got to be careful with them backhoes and the front hose too. Stay away from the hose.
And his property backs up into miles.
Yeah, there you go. looks legit. Racist retards, keep out. This sign won't stop me because I can't read. I love how just blatant racist pandering is totally okay in the eyes of Democrats. Me, my love for memes. Yeah, there you go. Oh, that monkey's going to get that George is no longer going to be curious with a gaze like that being leveled at it. He could be bi-curious George. Yeah. Dust for Prince. Found him. Oh, that's pretty good. That's good right there. That's awesome.
Oh, my God.
When your meme ruins the conversation, but you know it was fire.
Yeah. It ruined the conversation because it was fire. Wow.
Love, yeah, it looks legit right there.
Well, that's a spicy one.
The glove don't fit, you must acquit. Black History Month has always been fake and gay. Read, nigga, read.
Damn.
Oh, dude, have you guys seen that that series that Blaze has been putting out? That this young dude every day has been debunking Black History Month.
I know. I know. It's great. I watched the whole thing.
Oh, it's genius.
Yeah.
There was shit in there I didn't even know.
Same. And I went and looked a bunch of it up. I'm like, that can't be right. And I went and looked. Yeah, it's right.
It's right. Yeah.
Savage.
Oh, there was a post that somebody put up today. Oh, black man actually was responsible for designing Washington, D.C. And I just responded back. I was like, anything is possible when you lie, especially when you misspell Washington. Yeah, yeah. He left out the G because he is the G, right? Yeah. You should both be nuked.
I just hands off. Let them. They've been at this for 6,000 years.
Let them
kill each other in peace. Stop interfering.
These aren't black people.
Nice.
Oh, that's a good time. Girlfriend, her ass, me. Yeah, that's about right.
Her ass, me. Her ass, me. Oh, it's going in the book. Oh, dude.
My kids used to be scared of Homer Simpson when they were little. They were? Yeah, they were a bit homophobic.
I love it.
When a woman says she would rather be alone in the woods with a random bear than a random man. Yeah. Let's just see how that plays out. It's kind of like gays against Islamophobia. Let's see how that plays out in the wild.
Yeah.
I'd
yeah.
love to see how that would turn out.
The Baghdad cordless bungee jumping club.
Yeah, I will agree with this one here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care. We have a death shroud around our planet of viruses and bacteria. No aliens are coming here. Don't give a fuck. Yeah, I want to know about the elites who are in charge of everything and are, you know, can't stop fucking kids. That motherfucker is not Jim Carrey.
It does not look like him.
Yeah, what is up with that? Did somebody shoot? The shape of
the skull is wrong.
It looks like they shot him in the face with a Botox blunderbus.
Yeah. No, the whole shape of his face is incorrect.
Yeah, no.
It's so weird. The lizard people have returned, my friends.
Wow.
Yay. As far as I'm concerned, proof of intelligent aliens is in the fact that they have not come out openly to visit us because we're retards.
Yeah. Well, like it's like anything else. Like every planet has its own ecosystem. They're not going to come down here. They would have to have complete environmental control. You
something,
name it.
Something, yeah, something like that.
Well, you know, we don't really know.
Yeah. So. Also, UFO sightings are teenage aliens who steal the family car to go buzz the idiot Earthlings and laugh at us.
Is that too, okay. Yeah, I can see that now.
Yeah. With that being said, though, Fire in the Sky is a fucking terrifying movie. Holy shit, that alien abduction scene it's still enough to just make you, you know, make you lose sleep at night.
Can you still feel the probe, Blake?
Yeah, it kind of irks me a little bit when I try to take a shit. You know? Got anally probed.
Oh my God. I just don't want to anymore. I can't even.
I know. I'll do anything for a laugh. You know me. Speaking of which, everybody who is on the moderation team knows I've been kind of sharing this news. If anybody else is interested, my boy and I have now started gaming streaming.
Yeah, all right.
Game streaming together. I am showing him the games of my youth, and he is showing me the games of his. He plays mine. I play his.
Okay.
And first night, went off without a hitch. He actually did phenomenal in Punch-Out, and then he wound up beating it within 36 hours. I did very well at the game that he picked for me, even though I had never played it. Second stream, total 180-degree reverse. We both got our fucking asses handed to us by these games that we picked for each other.
Nice.
That's fantastic.
Dude, I am so happy for you. You're doing that with your boy, man. I really am.
Oh, he loves it. And he's coming up with new ideas all the time. And my friend Brian is like, dude, I got that Freddy mask that I paid like $100 for. If you want me to make an appearance, I was like, it smells like a Halloween special to me, my friend.
So where are you streaming this?
We're streaming it to Twitch. And then what I've been doing is I've been posting the recordings of the streams to YouTube.
Yeah,
so I can send a link for it to anybody in the chat who wants to check it out. It's
also, I got to put out something to the supporters.
Absolutely. I'll be bumping back over to you.
Just Pearly Things literally secured the financing to do their documentary.
Nice.
All right. And I am going to be involved in that. So I'm probably traveling down They're going to film it at Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Nice.
And I might be there for, you know, 5-7 days in the middle of the filming to assist with stuff. And maybe I'll actually do a stream from down there or remote in. I'll make sure I go down there with the proper equipment. But this could really be huge, especially now that people are starting to notice that men are no longer participating or getting married. And the premise of the whole documentary is what's in it for me. Mm. And I gave her that idea when I talked to her. I said, look, you need to do this and ask everyone you interview, you know, what's in it for me. And then each interview is going to tell their particular story of how it's not worth it and the juice isn't worth the squeeze.
Damn. So. All right. Well, you know, if she needs any help, you know, a guy who knows what he's doing.
Allegedly. Yes.
I mean, I try. Yes. I mean, I put up a good front at the very least.
No, dude. You're
Plus, I'd like to meet her. She seems like a cool chick.
Yeah. Now, listen, if you were in the D&D universe, you'd be such a high level, you could fight a minor, you know, god.
Maybe a demigod.
That's what I said, demigod.
Yeah. A demigod. I'd rather fight Demi Moore after The Substance, because that movie is an overrated piece of shit.
She does a pretty good job in Landman.
Yeah, I've heard Landman is a great show. I think I need to turn that one on.
Yeah, it's really good, man.
Yeah. And The Substance, you know, for all intents and purposes, like the first 2/3 is pretty good. But then it goes off the fucking rails to a point where by the end of it, Demi Moore is like this fucking monstrosity of body parts, and she throws up her own tit. I was like, what the fuck am I watching? Like, I showed you guys The Room. I've sat through a Serbian film twice. I own a copy of Bread and Circus. Nice. And I was like, what? Just say it. Oh, and speaking of what, we have to read off our $50 donation and drink a shot, of course, of my RD1 here. That's what I'm drinking tonight. RD1. Quite delicious. Mungo Jameson Harry.
Black Barrel.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Drink up, boys, to the final entry for 2012 and on to 2013. This comes from the Bulwer Lytton 2012 Crime and Detective category. Bishop threw back the shot of bourbon. Hey! And reflected on his career as a private dick, the profession he always thought of as perfect for a man named Richard, who kept to himself and was often unkind to others. Sounds like a plan to me.
Mm. Nice.
Damn, that is good whiskey, bro. You got to try this.
Save me some.
Hey, you ever hear about that boat, the Minnow?
The Minnow, yes.
Yeah, the Minnow, yeah, that started off for a 3-hour tour.
Yeah.
I know of the gay version.
The skipper wanted
Gilligan's tail. His pants he did unzip. That big fat homo was too large. He bust little buddy's hip.
God, yeah. How do you remember all that?
I was more getting to the point that we have a 3-hour movie to get to.
You're correct. But hey, you know, we can always lead into it with a laugh. All right.
Oh my God. There's a way to start Apocalypse Now. The thing is, you know that army guys would be singing that fucking song in the helicopters on their way to this battle.
Oh, 1,000%.
Correct.
1,000%.
Now, this one we are streaming from Fandango, so I want to keep an eye in the chat. If there's any audio issues, it's too loud, too soft, okay. Let me know. If it's too loud, I can do something about it. Too soft, unfortunately, I can't. It looks like their subtitles are kind of on the small side.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah, they're very small subtitles.
That's fine.
Yeah, Fandango doesn't have to compensate for something, I guess.
You need larger subtitles.
Too soft.
You're too soft subtitle.
I love staring at trees.
Sets the mood, man. Sets the mood.
Yep. Oh, man. One of the things that I miss about older movies, I loved overtures. You know, you sit there in the dark in the theater, like at the beginning of 2001, you're just enveloped by that music. It really sets the mood. In this film.
That's Napalm, obviously.
My only friend, the air.
You know, this movie was production hell, man, to the point where there's a whole documentary called Hearts of Darkness that is about the making of this and how it nearly killed Francis Ford Coppola. So many people got sick. Originally, Martin Sheen's part was played by Harvey Keitel, and they fired him a few weeks into shooting, replaced him with Martin.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know
a lot of things I didn't know before I watched that documentary. Definitely check it out. If you buy the combo pack on Fandango, it has all the cuts of the movie and the documentary.
I also know a lot of them got treated for malaria.
Yes. Yeah, it's one of the most common things. Mosquitoes kill more people, man.
Yes.
I think the only thing that holds a candle to them might be women.
I have been in a Southeast Asian jungle, and it is not the snakes and tigers, believe me.
It's the flies and mosquitoes.
One of the teams rotating out. One of the seals had a parasite crawl up his urethra.
Nice.
That was disturbing.
Need a wiener.
Butt fucked in the dick hole.
Yeah. Bug fucked in the dick hole.
A bug fucked. Yeah,
it was bad.
Look how young he looks, man. Fuck.
He was.
Yeah.
Isn't he dead now?
No.
No, he's still around.
He's still sucking air?
Yeah, Martin Sheen's still around.
It's got to be like...
Funny thing is that as young as he looks in this, he thought he was too old for the part.
Really? Oh, okay.
He's like, you're calling me into Apocalypse Now? I'm supposed to be a soldier? I'm out of shape, bro. He's like, oh, you're fine. It's like, it's not your body I'm after.
Some of the most savage warfighters I've ever seen were built like a giant... fucking bowling pin.
Yeah. Oh man, like most film shoots are 3 months, maybe four. Clint Eastwood has a solid 37-day production schedule every time. This movie took nearly a year to film because of all the problems they had. It got to the point where it was like the press was always on his ass, like he's not going to be able to finish this, his career is over. And he was paying for all of it with his own money.
45 caliber pistol was seen. Had a magazine in it. It's awesome.
Well, it's just an awesome movie, man. If this is not the best war movie ever made, I'm not sure what else could rival it.
Yeah, and this is where they come and tell you you're gonna, you know, go to your death possibly.
Yeah.
I've received those orders before. It's not pleasant.
Yeah.
Saigon.
Give me your dog tags. Do you have a letter you want sent home?
Yeah.
I'm still only in Saigon.
That's right. Throw back some whiskey. It's good for you. Yes.
Don't mind if
Every
I do.
Every time I think I'm going to wake up back in the jungle.
Yeah.
You hear that cork popping? Yeah.
Well played.
When I was home after my first tour, it was worse.
Yep.
I'd wake up and there'd be nothing. I hardly said a word to my wife until I said yes to a divorce.
No one on this stream knows anything about that, by the way.
To be there. When I was there, all I could think of was getting back into the jungle.
Absolutely. That means he got too much of the oblivion came home with him.
I'm here a week now.
Just stuck in between.
Waiting for a mission. Getting softer.
I was overseas for 8.5 years straight. Coming back to the civilian world. Like, weaker.
And every minute
I was fucking lost.
Squats in the bush, he gets stronger.
Well, yep. It's like Alice getting dropped into Wonderland, man.
Yeah.
You're not in Kansas anymore.
Yes! Yeah, I've been there a few times. Not naked like that, but yeah.
It'll be fine.
Wow.
He needs to do some PT, man. He's scrawny.
Yeah.
He's like a buck 65 there, maybe?
Yeah. Maybe.
Everyone gets everything he wants.
Not really.
I wanted a mission. And for my sins, they gave me one.
I love that line.
brought it up to me like room service.
Yeah.
Captain Willard, are you in there?
Nobody in here but us chickens.
It was a real choice mission.
Is that
And when it was over, I never.
What infantry division patch is that, Steve?
What
infantry division patch is that?
That's Electric Strawberry. That's 2-5 yeah. light.
You all right, Captain? Electric Strawberry. I think they sell that at Cirilla's.
Yeah, that's the chicks. 25th Light Infantry.
A dishwasher safe.
Yeah.
Tropic Thunder, bitch.
Captain Willard. Tropic Thunder.
Strawberry. What do you mean, you people?
Hey, buddy, you going to shut the door?
My ass is hanging out here.
We have orders to escort you to the airfield.
Yeah, to disregard.
One of the charges. What'd I do?
There's no charges, Captain. You have orders to report to ComSec Intelligence, not Trang.
Oh, remember that paper? That's where you have to push through six copies.
Yeah.
In six triplets. Come on, Captain.
Get cleaned up. Yeah. Before computers, that was a very, very real thing.
He looks like he got his blood wings with a Taiwanese hooker last night.
Let's take a shower.
Yeah, this is what NCOs do. All right, sir. Yep. Get in the shower. Yeah,
let's get you.
I actually did this to a guy one time.
A hangover from hell, man.
Yeah, Private Edgley got a little.
I was going to the shower action. The world,
now they would call him Private Edge Lord.
Yeah.
I've had to do that to two platoon leaders.
A river that snakes through the war like a main circuit cable.
That should be Jimmy's rank. He should be Private Edge Lord.
There you go.
I want to get me a set of those OG-107s, man.
I got to be the caretaker of Colonel Walter E. Kurtz's memory.
Right before I got to the Ranger Regiment, they got rid of them. Bummer.
The what?
There is no way to tell
the OG-107 uniforms are wearing.
Oh, right.
And if his story is really a confession. Captain Willard. Then so is mine.
Oh, Harrison Ford.
Yep. 3 years before Star Wars.
No, Star Wars came out in 77.
Yeah, this was 74, I believe.
No.
Wrong on this? I thought this was earlier. 76. I'm going to double check it.
Met the general or myself?
It might be 79. I might be wrong. I'm always getting mixed up with the dates.
You worked a lot on your own, haven't you, Captain?
Okay. So.
Yes, sir, I have.
Your report specifies intelligence, counterintelligence.
So his first...
79, my bad. Yeah. This was after.
173rd Airborne Brigade.
So it would have been shot the year after Star Wars, but it took so long to finish and edit that, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So it would have been shot the year after.
Blake, turn the volume up just a hair.
Not work for the CIA and I Corps?
Unfortunately, and I'm not sure if I can there, brother.
Did you not assassinate a government tax collector?
Oh, okay.
Free Province, June 18,
1968. There we go.
Three-star general.
Sir, I'm unaware of any such activity or operation. Nor would I be disposed to discuss such an operation if it did in fact exist, sir.
I've given those answers before myself.
I thought we'd have a bite of lunch while we talk.
Yes.
A bite of lunch.
That hand there, are you wounded?
That little fishing accident on R&R, sir.
Fishing on R&R?
Yes, sir.
But you're feeling fit. You're ready for duty.
Yes, General, very much so, sir.
Well, let's see what we have here. Roast beef, and usually it's not bad. Try some, Jerry, and pass it around. Save a little time. We might pass both ways. Captain, I don't know how you feel about this shrimp, but if you'll eat it, you'll never have to prove your courage in any other way.
Actually, those shrimp are real good. Those are prawns.
Yeah, those are pretty good, actually.
You've heard of prawn stars?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes, sir, I've heard the name.
That's Marlon Brando.
Jesus. Operations officer, 5th Special Forces.
Luke, would you play that tape with the captain, please?
Yes, sir, I'm sorry.
Listen to this carefully, Captain.
Yeah. Rando was supposed to get in shape, showed up a fat fuck. That's why they shot him the way they did. Verified as Colonel Kurtz's
voice. I watched. And wasn't he towards the end of his career in this?
Yeah. But there was no excuse for him showing up as a fat fuck. Just saying.
No, there's an excuse. It's called lazy.
Yes, he's lazy, yeah.
Maximum range of an excuse, 0 meters or the length of an erect penis.
Does that even count when you can't see your dick anymore?
I don't know.
Hey, Eddie's the colonel is talking. Straight razor
and surviving. Transmission 11, fucking mind. December 30, 0500 hours. Sector King, Zulu King.
But we must kill them. We must incinerate them. Pig after pig. Cow after cow. Village after village. Army after army. And they call me an assassin. What do you call it when the assassins accuse the assassin? They lie. They lie, and we have to be merciful for those who lie. Those nabobs. I hate them. I do hate them.
Creepy motherfucker.
Walt Kurtz was one of the most outstanding officers this country's ever produced.
I think he's not wrong.
He's outstanding, every way.
He's just lost his fucking mind.
And he was a good man, too. Humanitarian man.
He gave out the 10 dick.
Uh-huh. On his own private island. Oh, wait.
And after that, his ideas, methods became unsound.
Unsound. Kind of like his diet. That's why he's fat. Mm.
Yeah.
Now he's crossed into Cambodia with his mountain yard army of his that worship the man like a god.
The Mandanyards were awesome. Order,
however ridiculous.
Yeah, we fucked them over.
I knew some of them back in the day. Shocking. Well, they're kids. A lot of
Kurtz was about to be arrested for murder.
I don't follow, sir. Murder too.
Kurtz had ordered the execution of some Vietnamese and
holy shit agents,
men he believed were double agents. So he took matters into his own hands.
Okay. Something just occurred to me.
Well, you see, Willard, in this war, things get...
I'll wait until it's quiet. But...
...confused out there.
Yeah.
Power, ideals, the old morality, and practical military necessity. But out there with these natives, it must be a temptation to be God.
Or you get clarity.
Because there's a conflict in every human heart between the rational and the irrational, between good and evil. And good does not always triumph.
Nope.
Sometimes the dark side overcomes what Lincoln called the better angels of our nature. Every man has got a breaking point. You and I have. Walt Kurtz has reached his. And very obviously, he has gone insane.
That guy creeps me the fuck out.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Very much so, sir. Obviously insane.
Your mission is to proceed up the Nung River in a Navy patrol boat. Pick up Colonel Kurtz's path at Nu Mung Ba. Follow it. Learn what you can along the way. When you find the Colonel, infiltrate his team by whatever means available and terminate the colonel's command.
Mm-hmm.
Terminate the colonel. He's out there operating without any decent restraint, totally beyond the pale of any acceptable human conduct.
In other words, he's winning and DC and does not like that.
Terminate with extreme prejudice.
You understand, Captain, that this mission does not exist, nor will it ever exist.
Motherfucker. Do you guys notice that all these characters are named after people that Francis Ford Coppola knew in the business?
Yeah.
Yeah. It just occurred to me because I'm listening to all these names. I'm like, okay.
Willard. God, you are a turbo geek.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Well, Willard has got to be named for Willard Hike, the co-writer of Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
How the fuck do you even know that?
Because I know these things. He also wrote and directed, along with Gloria Katz, Messiah of Evil and Howard the Duck. Kurtz is named for Gary Kurtz, the producer of Star Wars. Lucas is obviously named for George Lucas. And Corman, do I even have to tell you?
Enough to blow their last breath.
Harvey Corman.
Yeah. Harvey Corman. Roger Corman, bro.
Roger Corman.
He was an American. And an officer.
I'm only a fourth level geek.
Yeah, Messiah of Evil's a good movie, by the way. It's like an American-made giallo.
Oh, yeah, giallo.
That wasn't supposed to make any difference to me. But it did. Shit. Charging a man with murder in this place was like handing out speeding tickets at the Indy 500.
It's a good
I
line.
Took the mission. What the hell else was I going to do?
Good. Drink and bleed.
Somewhere. Finish drinking you yourself to death.
It'll be fine. He hasn't gone Walt Disney yet. Jimmy can teach him.
Pretty good at doing that.
Who knew?
I was being ferried down the coast in a Navy PBR.
Because you're a ferry.
Type of plastic patrol boat.
Groundwater Navy Earth.
You know, Lawrence
said it was a good way to pick up.
Lawrence Fishburne lied about his age to get hired for this.
That's awesome.
That was okay.
He was only like 14 or 15.
I needed the air and the time.
Good for him. Well done.
Guys, the problem was I wouldn't be alone.
So it's actually totally plausible.
Yep.
Morpheus.
The crew were mostly just kids. Rock and rollers with one foot in their graves.
How old are you?
17.
The machinist, the one they called Chef, is
ironically, in his first movie, he's a spitter, and then his daughter's first movie, she was a swallower.
Probably wrapped too tight.
Ouch.
Lance on the forward 50s. Sorry, Larry. Was a famous surfer from the beaches south of
you,
L.A.
You know, every unit's got that guy who does that.
A weapon in his life.
The faggot thing?
The suntanning.
Mr. Clean was from some South Bronx shithole.
I gotta catch some rays on my taint.
Of Vietnam really put the zap
I've
on
seen everything, man. I've seen guys stand on top of me of a mirror
and do
crazy
chief.
Shit, man.
It might have been my mission.
But hey, sure it's their time. Their time off. Boat. Whatever they do, fuck it. I don't care. As long as they don't wind up on sick call.
To get into the Nong River.
VD. Hot,
along the Charlie.
Don't worry about it.
Don't smoke.
Okay, good.
You know, I pulled a few special ops in here. About 6 months ago, I took a man who was going up past the bridge at Do Long. He was regular army, too. Heard he shot himself in the head.
Do Long. In an MRE there, you might be low done.
You see those boats, the patrol boats? One of the guys in my... old
At
unit
first,
425
handed me the wrong
went
doorstep.
To the Coast Guard to not go
I
to Vietnam.
They wanted this man
and they sent him to Vietnam, and he had three boats shot out from underneath.
Yeah.
Top of his class.
PBRs, those airborne, were badass guys.
About a thousand
yeah.
decorations. It etc., etc.
And you know who manned those things? Mainly the 9th Infantry Division.
I'd heard his voice on the
tape.
Did
not know that.
Really put the hook in me.
Yep.
But I couldn't connect up that voice with this man.
He's sweating. Drink water. Drink more water.
Like they said, he had an.
You're
going to
fall out,
career.
White boy.
Maybe
from the land of the big PX.
Tight as fuck here, Colonel.
I mean, perfect.
Like, why would. Okay.
He was being groomed for one of the top slots in the corporation.
You should do all of the studying before you go on the mission. You don't need to take it with you.
Anything.
Obviously.
Well, he can use it to wipe up his butt.
In 1964, he returned from a tour.
It's plot filler.
Vietnam and things got slipped.
But that carbon paper does make adequate toilet paper.
Exposition, rush it out ASAP.
During the next few months, he made 3 requests for transfer to airborne training, Fort Benning, Georgia, and was finally accepted. Airborne.
Oh.
He was 38 years old.
Wow.
Why the fuck would he do that?
I'm bored.
1966.
Why not?
Special Forces. Returns Vietnam.
Hey, Photoshop team was working overtime on that fat ass.
B-52 strike.
Yeah. Arclight.
Arclight. I hate that. Every time I hear that, something terrible happens.
Jolly don't never see him or hear him, man.
There they are.
Concussion or suck the air out of your damn lungs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gonna
or blow out your eardrum at like a click, which it did to me.
Huey's over there. Lots of Huey's. Let's have a look, Chief.
Oh, yeah. It's my favorite scene.
It was the air cab, first of the night.
That's them.
Our escorts to the mouth of the Nung River. But they were supposed to be waiting for us another 30 kilometers ahead. Well, air mobile. Those boys just couldn't stay put.
Well, that's an armored amphibious vehicle behind him. Yeah. Tiger stripes.
First of the 9th was an old cavalry division and it cashed in its horses for choppers and gone terrassing around Nam looking for the shit.
The shit.
They'd given Charlie a few surprises in their time here.
What
they were mopping up now had been happening an hour ago.
People's gonna get fucked up.
Don't look in the camera. Go on, go on, keep going. Help! Don't look in the camera. Don't look in the camera. Just go by like you're fighting.
Is that
like
Francis Ford Coppola?
It's Francis Ford Coppola. Yes.
Just go through, go through.
Just
go
no
by.
Shit.
Get the fuck out of here! It's my movie, bitch.
Keep moving. Now I don't know if that tank ever came in flamethrower edition.
I mean, I could see how you could fit a flamethrower to it.
Yes. But I've never seen a flamethrower out of an actual cannon barrel.
I don't, maybe well, we were looking at a side shot, so there's a possibility there's a flamethrower along parallel to the barrel.
I stand semi-corrected.
I mean, it's just a possibility.
There we go.
Also, it's war, and Joe likes to fix things in war.
Yes, I have seen Joe fix all kinds of stuff to make it more effective. If you are correct. Red
we
smoke.
Fit our needs. Let's just add to it.
Yes.
Put a flamethrower on there. It'd be cool.
They got the 7th Cav patch on.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
There's the legend.
Give it some room to breathe, yes, sir.
I love this character.
Rest in peace, good sir. Rest in peace.
Yeah. And he's wearing the yellow ascot around his neck, man.
Bring my body cards,
yes, sir.
They're called death cards.
Yeah.
We had our own, when we went to Iraq. We had our own death cards.
I have a deck.
I carry priority papers to ComSec.
I wasn't there, somebody. Had like 4 decks and gave me one.
Yeah, I think I know who that guy was.
Was that you? Did you give me a deck?
Yes.
I don't remember you giving it. I just know I have one. I don't remember things anymore.
Here we go.
have two spades.
Hey, thanks for the death card there.
Four diamonds, six of clubs, eight of spades. This one with a jack of the whole bunch. Four diamonds.
Hey, Captain, what's that?
Death card.
What?
Death card. Let's Charlie know who did this.
You put it behind his ear.
Cheer up, son.
Cheer up, son.
Yeah. Yes, I've heard that before. Mm-hmm. We're the government. We're here to help.
Oh, from the government.
Yeah. Yeah.
Discount Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
What's this?
I see what you did there.
What is this? This man's hurt pretty bad, sir. About the only thing that's holding his guts in, sir, is that pot lid. Yeah.
What do you got to say?
It's on the ice. So piss in his mouth.
Get out of here. Give me that canteen.
I love this part. There you go.
There you go.
There's a code of honor. I respect that shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's your enemy. I get it. But you know what?
We have a body count.
But at the end of the day, both of you are just doing your job, more likely than not.
Yeah. Correct.
What's your name, Sailor?
Gunner's mate, third class. Dale Johnson, sir. Gunner's mate, third class.
Lance Johnson, the surfer.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's an honor to meet you, Lance. I've admired your nose riding for years. I like your cutback, too. And again, the best cutback there is.
They used to have whole magazines dedicated to surfing back then.
I remember.
I used to date a few girls who were good at nose riding.
Yeah.
Mike from San Diego, far out. Johnny from Malibu, John, pretty solid surfer, far out. None of us are anywhere near your class, though.
No way.
We do a lot of surfing around here, Lance. I like to finish operations early.
I love this part. There's Luke.
Hey, we're just going to take this cap.
See that helicopter? There we go. Fuck you, you chaplain piece of shit. Steal that. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Annette Funicello.
I like it. Of course, they're too bunched up, but, you know, they aren't calves, so.
They choppered in the T-bones and the beer and turned the LZ into a beach party.
Why not?
The more they tried to make it just like home, the more they... Well, he wasn't a bad officer, I guess.
I guess.
Rated officer by the end.
You just knew he wasn't going to get so much as a scratch here.
What happened to your mission, Captain? They're trying to forget all about you.
You fuck you, man.
Airborne.
Cheer up.
Well, that village you're pointing at is kind of hairy, Willard.
Kind of like your wife.
What do you mean, hairy, sir?
It's hairy. That's some pretty hairy. Good morning. I'll have to shave chips in there now and again. What's the name of that goddamn village? Vindrin. Dop or Lop? Damn, good names all sound the same.
Yeah, it's an outstanding peak. It's got both a long right and left slide with a bowl section. It's unbelievable. It's just Tube City.
Tube City, man.
The fucking
city country. It's all goddamn beach break.
It's really hairy in there, sir. That's where we lost McDonald. It shot the hell out of us there. That's Charlie's point.
All right, we lost McDonald. What was it in Burger King?
Dawn.
Yeah.
There's always a good offshore breeze in the morning.
We may not be able to get the boat in. The draft at the mouth of that river may be too shallow.
I like that guy, actually.
Put it down like a baby.
Good river swallows.
First of the night, air calves, son. Air mobile. I can take that point and hold it just as long as I like, and you can get any place up that river that suits you, young captain.
Hell of a
creek. All right, take a gunship back to the division. Lance, go with Mike. Let him pick out a board for you. And bring me my Yater spoon, the 8-6.
I don't know, sir. It's
what is it, soldier?
Well, I mean, it's pretty hairy in there. It's Charlie's point.
Charlie, don't surf! Charlie, don't surf!
That's right. Charlie, don't surf, and Pop, don't ski.
I like cross-country skiing, but I've never downhilled anything.
No. I hated all skiing.
I'm good at the cross-country thing. Well, I used to be, anyway.
Yeah, I remember telling my platoon leader that Charlie don't surf and Pop don't ski, and he's like, well, today you do. I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'm a mean motherfucker,
sir! What are you going to do? That's the best part about the Army. I don't do that. Okay, well, you do today, though.
That's exactly what he said. I love Mark.
Yes.
Fucking little birds, dude. The good little bird pilots can maneuver those things like it's creepy, the shit they get. Yep.
You figure there'd be more helicopters than this.
Yeah. But for a movie, this is impressive as shit, man.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
These all would be CGI now. Go, and then they'd be just left there with their dicks in their hands. Like, all right, now what do we do?
Lay around and get malaria.
And that works too.
Yeah. Parasite. You figure if you're going to bring a whole battalion, you're going to need somewhere about 60 or 80 helicopters.
I can't get used to them. These are heavy boys.
I know. It's a real drag.
You prefer a heavier or a light board?
Heavier.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. All the young guys like lighter boards.
Can't write the nose
Duke
on those
six,
things.
Big Duke
6,
this is Eagle Thrust
7.
We've got
there
it.
We go!
There he is.
The legend. Assume
attack formation.
That's a roger, Big Duke. Okay, we're going in.
We're coming low out of the rising sun. And about a mile out, we'll put on the music.
You think?
Yeah, use Wagner. Scares the hell out of the slopes.
I love it.
And this moment became a legend.
Hell yeah.
How come all you guys sit up?
Yeah, he's like, it's actually a good idea.
I'd rather die than lose my balls, man.
That's right. Why are you not on that M60?
Shall we dance?
I love this part. Yeah! Yeah! Minigun. Get your hands going with it. Mm-hmm.
I can move my hand in time.
Yeah.
I can dodge that.
They're saying their prayers. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt. There we go. Still preferred method.
Well, you have to remember they also probably had to fly by some rules and take the shots they could get.
Yes, you're right. I stand corrected.
That's my man. People in the movies are like, yeah,
it's awesome.
Here we go.
Meanwhile, in Mortal Kombat.
The pucker factor is beginning. Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
They're playing the music. People are going to get fucked up.
Fucked up.
Now they're on the deck.
Yeah, now they're on the deck. There we go.
Hey, was that Jane Fonda just running past?
Yes. I think so. Here we go. Start shooting. Yeah. There we go. Smoke them if you got them, Charlie. Here we go. First pass. Massacre them all. Uh-huh. Obviously, those guys are carrying weapons, so they got to die. Uh-huh. I liked it. Yes!
A little 2.75 love for you there.
Uh-huh. Oh, here we, you got to take that down.
Yeah, that's got to go.
Spotted a large weapon down below. We're going to go down and
eat. What is that? That's not an American 50. It's not a Dishka either.
That's a probably a French weapon.
Yeah, there we go. Shit too, for all I know.
Get your keys to beer to there.
All right, you're carrying something for the doctor. All right. Uh-huh. There we go. Yes.
Oh, that's got to go.
6410. Yeah. We're over the village right now. I think I see a vehicle down in the courtyard. I'm going to check it out.
Well done, Hawks. Well done.
Well done, Hawks. Yeah, that hole in the ground that they're unloading shit from. Gotta go down that hole, too.
Got a vehicle on the bridge. 50 caliber on board. He's moving across. He's light a weapon.
Big Duke 6. Clear the area. I'm coming down myself.
That was a VW of some type.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
There was drink your coffee. I love it.
Unass that shit.
Get it out of here. Unass that shit. It's all right. It's just a plan. Yeah. Unass that shit. Just keep going. Put that fire out. God damn it.
I don't know if the Waller is served, but he sure talks like one of us.
Yeah, I know. There we go. I don't know about you, but I like the Huey, man.
We had 17th Aviation had some Vietnam era Hueys that were sketchy as fuck.
No, when I was in 9th ID, we used them quite a bit.
I think we got 17th Aviation was out of where I got.
I love this punch.
You're going. Yep.
Go through the motions. Fire your gun. Oh, no.
They're getting case back. Right. Relax, buddy. You're going home.
Work. Give him a tourniquet.
I want my wounded out of there in the hospital in 15 minutes.
Yes.
Somebody stay in there
and fight
with Big Duke.
That's a Korean War Army veteran.
Oh, really? Well, there you go. That'll
there
do
you
it.
Go.
And his father was a rear admiral, but his grades weren't good enough to get into Annapolis.
It's a shame. Probably did him a world of good.
Yeah. You don't want to go to that fucking.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
A long time since I watched.
You know what you did? And everyone with you is getting back as well. Yes. Ooh, that's bad. Going in. You are going in.
Wow, it's really exciting, man. No, no, the way! The way! Oh, right. Look at that.
Break
both ways. Watch. Watch.
Oh. Yeah. You're going to notice all of the vibrant colors that they had on this one when I was a kid. Yep.
Doesn't have
to.
Hey, they got Atlantic City in New Jersey. It's got a coastline.
Change. You mean right now, sir? I want to see how radical that stuff is. Go change.
You're pretty hairy out there, sir.
You want to serve, soldier?
Yes, sir.
That's good, son. Could you either serve or fight? That's clear. Now get going.
Motherfucker.
I'm coming for. That's what you're born for, lads.
Either surf or fight.
Sit until the boat gets here.
Match. I'll bet you can't wait to get out there.
What?
See how they break both ways? One guy can break right, one left simultaneous. What do you think of that?
Bill, I think we gotta wait for the tide to come up.
Hey, Lance, come here. Look, look.
Incoming!
The tide doesn't come in for 6 hours. wait here for 6 hours.
Not really. There we go.
Go! Jay! Jay!
Kind of a high drop. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
God damn it. Don't you think it's a little risky for R&R? If I say it's safe to surf this beach, Captain, it's safe to surf this beach. I mean, I'm not afraid to surf this place. I'm safe to surf this fucking place.
What rank does is he a lieutenant colonel?
Yeah.
Roger.
Yeah, he's a light bird.
Yeah.
Hey, son. Come on.
All right, now let me take care of it. All right.
Hopefully, there's not a grenade in the kid's ass.
Right. No, the kid's wounded. She wants him to get treatment. Those are F5s. I didn't know we used those in Vietnam. And then we had F4 Phantoms, the usual napalm bringers.
I don't know.
Get out of here, Raiden.
Get it out of here. Until my guys have my board.
I want my board.
My board.
There we go. People gonna get cool.
Yeah, they use that front.
We'll have this place cleaned up and ready to jimmy, son. Don't you worry. Give me those shorts.
Give me those shorts.
These are from the air camp. Present for me and the boys. I want to see you do your stuff in them. Out there, okay?
Yeah, out there! In that spot!
Did you hear me, Pop, about the F5?
Yep, no.
Damn!
What'd you say about the F5?
They did use it. I just looked it up.
They did? All right.
Yeah.
I stand corrected.
Well, I didn't know either. No, we don't.
Hey, fun, son!
Here we go.
That's what the world smells like that. I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Yes.
I don't know what time we had a hail bomb, but 12 hours when it was all over, I walked up. We didn't find one of them, not one stinking pink body. The smell, you know, that gasoline smell. The whole hill. It smelled like victory.
Yeah.
Now, here's the best line in the movie as far as I'm concerned.
Someday this war is going to end.
Uh-huh.
And then he just nods and walks away.
Was there more to that story?
Well, here's the thing. Like, you spend all that time in the Army. You are trained for war. And it sounds twisted, but you want to test it. You want to go to war.
Yes. And then when it ends, there's this weird... Well, when your time ends, there's this weird disconnect.
Yeah. It's like a giant hole in your soul.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm an artist, Bill.
Lance, look. I apologize. It's not my fault. The waves are getting blown out by the napalm.
Hey, but don't get me wrong.
It was the bombs causing the vortex with the wind.
I accept your apology.
Hang around. Just 20 minutes. Just 20 minutes. Okay.
I'm an artist.
I'm an artist. I love it.
I'm an artist, man.
You can do a serpent.
Yeah.
Want to take a bite from Colonel?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Just get the napalm.
Fuck.
Damn,
we've been looking for you.
He is invested in surfing.
Yes, he is. Well, you know, fuck, dude. Everyone's got to have a hobby.
Incoming!
They're taking his board. Why would they do that? Why are they taking his board?
Because he wanted this for a second souvenir.
Fucking awesome. That's typical grunt shit right there.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Fuck that guy! I love it. Fuck that crazy bastard!
That scene was cut out of the original movie.
Yeah, I know. So, Steve, you want to cover the Iran shit on Tuesday?
We can look into that, yeah.
Iran shit.
Yeah, I had some stuff up, but I think Iran's kind of... Let's get out of the smoke. I know very little about that theater.
Someday this war's going to end.
I get it.
Had to be just fine with the boys on the boat. They weren't looking for anything more than a way home.
Captain?
Trouble is, I'd been back there. And I knew that it just didn't exist anymore.
Uh-huh. There we go. He's got a Jack Shack.
The Jack Shack.
Yeah. He wants to pull out the one-eyed yogurt-producing noodle.
The one-eyed if Wonder Woman.
If that's how Kilgore fought the war, I began to wonder what they really had against
him. Yeah, there we go.
Just insanity and murder.
That's really good for your endurance right there, yes.
Well, it's not soldier's choice, at least.
No, actually, yeah. I used soldier's choice back in the day because I drank for effect. I didn't give a shit about the flavor.
Times there are changing.
Yeah. When you're that young, you can shake off the hangover. Do it today.
Yeah, stop. When you're that young, you can drink for a week and feel it for a day. Now you drink for a day and feel it for a week.
Yeah.
Mango cream pudding.
Huh.
You know, kind of spread it around on us. She's into mangoes too. She's like one limb above me. We're both in the jungle here nude.
Hey, Chief.
Yeah.
Here comes that Colonel guy again.
Oh, here we go.
Fucking Colonel guy.
Just want my board, man.
Would you, man? Give me back the board, Lance. It's
a you good know board. How hard it is to find a board you like. Mother, I will not hurt for one. Just give me back the board, Lance. It was a good board.
I wonder if he was like a real dude or not.
It's probably based on one or two actual personas.
That guy's too fucking much, man.
He wouldn't have shot us on the beach. I think he'd have shot us if he saw me taking his board.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how.
Let's get this board out of my turret.
Suck that.
Suck it to me, man.
Just don't break it.
I wonder if that's the same chopper.
Oh, hell, he's probably got them all over the river with that recording. We'll have to hold up here till dark, Chief. Don't worry, Lance, he won't follow us too far.
What makes you say that?
You think that big calf colonel wants everyone up river to know we stole his board?
Captain.
And it's stock army bullshit right there.
Yeah.
Fucking with the COs. Fire,
Chief, I can't tell you. Yeah. I'm going up pretty far.
Disregard the penis in the corner of the board.
Is it going to be hairy?
I don't know, kid.
So that, yeah, Kilgore's character is built off Colonel Walter E. Kurtz, Harry. An actual real live person. Interesting. I didn't know that.
You get a chance to know what the fuck you are in some factory in Ohio.
Chief, I'm gonna go get those mangoes now, okay?
Never get off the boat. I love this part.
This is great. Chef's dialogue is the best.
Yeah, he's a saucy.
How come they call you that?
Call me what, sir?
Chef. Did you like mangoes and stuff?
No, sir. I'm a real chef. I'm a saucier.
Saucier?
Yes, sir. See, I come from New Orleans. I was raised to be a saucier. Great saucier.
What's a saucier?
We specialize in sauces.
And soups.
Gotta be a mango tree here somewhere.
Mangoes are gay.
I love mangoes. You're gay.
And then I was supposed to go to Paris.
Prove my point, dwarf. Come on, man.
Son of a bitch.
Stop it, Sarge.
Stop it. Gosh. You guys are such meanies.
Are you calling me fruity?
Very fruity.
No homo.
Come schwer.
In the Navy. Heard they had better food. Cook school. That did it.
Oh, yeah, how's that?
Oh, you don't want to hear about that.
Yeah.
They lined us up in front of 100 yards of prime rib. All of us, you know, lined up looking at it. Magnificent meat. Really. Beautifully marbled.
Yes.
Magnifique.
Phrasing.
Next thing, they're throwing the meat into these big cauldrons.
Chef is a big meat gazer.
Oiling.
Lined up in front of that magnificent meat.
No, he's actually explaining how the Army fucks up awesome cuts of meat. I've seen this. It's horrible.
I applied for radio in school, but then they gave me the engine.
Motherfucker. You notice how everything on the soundtrack went quiet?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a tiger in the area.
Yeah. Like I said, those fucking jungles, the tigers and the snakes are the fucking least of your worries, dude.
I remember the time
everything tries to eat you.
The time when Pop told that story about being out in the wilderness and all of a sudden everything went quiet. I got goosebumps just listening to that story.
That was in the Finger Lakes in New York State.
Shit.
Hey, there's some shit in those woods, man.
Look, you look it up, man. A lot of people disappear in that area. Here and around Michigan, too.
Yeah. There is shit in the woods that you just need to leave alone.
Yep. That's right.
Are you fucking with it?
No. It happened twice when I got there that night and the next morning when I was fishing. And the second time, I'm like, I'm taking the hint. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Holy shit.
Hi, girl.
There you go. When in doubt, hose it out. He's had enough. He's had enough. Now, this is what a first sergeant calls a berserker moment.
Yeah.
I have seen several of these. This does happen.
Yeah, freaking the fuck out.
People just freak out. Fuck it, I'm done.
Guy just says, yeah, I'm just done. I'm fucking done.
Yeah. Yeah. You just sit there with your cup of coffee. Police up your guy. Hey, Sergeant, police up your guy.
A guy in Alpha Company lost his shit like that. He ended up chaptered out because he just fucking completely came unglued.
I never chaptered a guy for that shit. I always fixed him.
Get out of the boat.
Apparently, this guy went all the way over the rails.
Yeah.
Woo!
No, I was known for that, being that one NCO that could fix dudes that are fucked up. Yeah. I still do it now. We saved 581 guys' lives.
Yeah. 582.
He split. We have two. We're going to read two into the record here coming up.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Good shit.
How did that happen?
Never get out of the boat.
Are you going to be on this Thursday, Blake, or next week?
Yeah, I'm running. All
right.
Dude, I sent a message this morning. I went through all those submissions that were sent to the email that we missed.
Yeah.
I got a folder full of 146 videos.
If you joined the Green
Berets,
there's no way you'd ever get above.
And those are after curation.
Kurtz knew what he was giving up.
Probably about 300 videos that
we
missed.
The more I read and began to understand, the more I admired him.
Yeah. So he didn't want to play for the Stars. He wanted to be a savage, which I respect.
Savage.
He had to apply 3 times, and he put up with a ton of shit. But when he threatened to resign, they gave it to him.
Yeah.
The next youngest guy in his class was half his age. He must have thought he was some far-out old man humping it over that course.
defense
intelligence. I did it when I was 19. It damn near wasted me.
Yeah, airborne school then and airborne school now, even in 97, was a lot different.
He finished.
Yeah, I went in 88. It wasn't that difficult in 88. I mean, it was challenging at times.
But he went for himself instead.
This was just a lot of bullshit. But I went there in airborne ranger shape. So.
Today was really a new one.
Yeah, I got myself an airborne ranger shape because that's where I was going.
Oh, there were clerks and cooks at jump school when I went to.
Yeah, fuck them.
And supply guys. Like the laundry guy was getting his airborne.
He hasn't told us yet where we're taking him.
Come on, baby.
I thought you might have heard by now from Elwood. I'll be coming home.
October 1967. On special assignment, Kantum Province, 2 Corps. Kurt staged Operation Archangel with combined local forces. Rated a major success. Balls.
Balls. Just do it, man.
They were gonna
that's why they want him dead.
Boards for that one. But after the press got a hold of it, they promoted him to full colonel instead. The bullshit piled up so fast in Vietnam, you needed wings to stay above it.
That's why Kilgore is in the helicopter. Where's my board, bitch?
Drop mortars here.
This showing up is a bizarre sight in the middle of this shit.
Well, I mean, you got to bring out the naked chicks with lights so everybody can see them, right?
Damn if I know.
How fat? You ever been up here before, Chef?
I bet you score up here.
Yo, man, check out the fights, man. Suki, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, sukiyaki.
Sukiyaki, I can die.
This must be the guy right over there.
Why would they have a supply depot that far over?
You never know, man.
I mean, that's a big... juicy target.
Three drums of diesel fuel.
Yeah, that's fair. Never mind. You're right.
What could go wrong?
Sergeant.
Destination.
I don't have a destination.
You got a destination?
I'm second telling this too cool.
Okay, right, sir. Hey, listen, it's a real big night. $8 for that camo.
Hey!
Wow. Yeah, look at the titties. There's titties. There we go.
Just give him some fuel. You got it.
Hey, listen, Captain.
You guys fighting a war building Nakatomi Plaza. I mean, come
really
on.
Bad around here, man. Just take this over to the man at the supply desk, and you got it. Hey, listen, would you guys like some seats, some press box seats?
All right, so whenever they say, I need a destination and you don't have one, you make one up because he doesn't care. Yeah. He just wants a destination.
He just has to log it.
Yes. Dude, that's just seeing the porn in the background gave me an idea for a great Halloween movie night. Or actually, you know what? Fuck that. 4th of July. That is a 4th of July movie, technically, and it has got some spectacular TNA in it.
All right. Yeah, sure. Wow. Sure.
Okay. What the fuck?
80s sex comedy month coming up here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Here come the bitches. This is a big mistake.
Yeah.
Big mistake. This. Desire goes like 3 times through the roof.
Yeah, the rape meter starts to peg.
You get in the 8, 9, and 10 range.
I mean, that is historically always been a thing. Sorry. What? Now, I worked for a lawyer who married Miss November 1968.
Uh-huh. I'm sure that lasted.
No, they were still married.
Oh, really? Okay.
But holy...
Dude, you're just asking for trouble.
Yep.
They haven't seen a blonde hot chick in a year in some cases. So
these dudes are going to go like full Brokeback Mountain if they don't get some chick action after this. I hope that's not loaded.
All right. So, if there's really girls on the stage and dudes are throwing beer cans, other dudes would kick that dude's ass because it would fuck up the whole show.
Yep.
Like, what are you doing? I want to see titties, bitch. Quit it.
I'm here, baby. I'm here.
You have no chance.
He's watching her blow out both barrels, and later on, he's going to do the same.
Take it off!
You have no chance with those bitches.
I sure do! Sunrise Centerfold! Sunrise Centerfold!
Come on, baby!
Don't fuck around, man.
Don't do it, man. You're gonna get fucked up.
Oh, fuck's sakes, Bran. You're fucking it up for everybody.
See, now they have to get the hell out of there because dudes are getting stupid.
There's a point where you can no longer control that.
That's right. X-fill the bitches. X-fill the bitches. Let's get the fuck out of here. I don't have no idea why I had to throw it on smoke. Unless that's CS gas or something.
Probably HC.
You think so? Yeah. Yeah, control the fucking...
I mean, they're not going to give a civilian a can of...
They might. You never know.
What the fuck are you doing, man?
What the fuck?
Well, they're going to die, obviously. That's
you're going to die!
That guy's going to be getting 100% disability for broken spine.
Someone's going to die.
Yeah. All right, let him over the water. Let him over the water so he doesn't die. There we go.
Charlie didn't get much USO.
There we go.
He was dug in too deep or moving too fast. His idea of great R&R was cold rice and a little rat meat.
That's some bad motherfuckers.
He had only two ways home. Death or victory.
Uh-huh. Gotta respect it.
It'll be fine.
No wonder Kurtz put a weed up command's ass. The war was being run by a bunch of 4-star clowns.
All those guys got Article 15, so that's why they're there. They're on extra duty.
Hey, you know, man, that was far fucking out. I collected every picture of her since she was Mr. Summer, Chief. Look at that.
That was far past fucked, is what that was.
I even wrote to the gun. She
yeah. That was back in the day when porn was on paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to sell it in grade school.
my mom found my stash and threw it out. I was so fucking mad.
No, I remember, like, they called my mom. She comes in my room and is like, "Are we really selling Playboys?" I'm like, "Yeah." Well, where'd you get them? Found them in the garbage? She's like, okay.
It's a good business decision.
She didn't really get mad at me. You know? She's like, yeah, okay. She's like, get caught, okay.
Playboy. I tore it out of one of my father's Playboys, mailed it in. They started mailing me Playboy.
Nice.
And my parents laughed so much, they paid the fucking bill.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Surprised all those centerfolds aren't stuck shut by now.
I wish I still had the Farrah Fawcett in 1979 in an issue I had gotten in the mail.
Don't do it like that, right? Goop's sake. Fuck you.
Vietnamese, eh? Sergeant, man, they just commanded no more. They just picked up his iron, flipped it to rock and roll, and phew, made that little zero a long first fleet, Playboy, man. They blew his ass clean off of the dock. There wasn't no more lieutenant that day. That was it for his ass.
They burned him for it?
Sergeant, yeah, man. They stuck his ass in the LBJ. It's too bad he didn't get no medals.
Fuck LBJ.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Fucking Arvin, man. They should have killed the fuck. Should have given the fucker a silver star. Bummer for the gooks, though, aren't it?
Good morning, Vietnam. I'm Army Specialist Zach Johnson on AFVN. About 82 degrees in downtown Saigon right now, also very humid, and we have an important message for all Jesus instead of on the windowsills. The mayor wants you to keep Saigon beautiful. And now here's another blast from the past going out to Big Sam, who's all alone in the mantel room out there with the 1st Battalion 35th Infantry and dedicated by the fire team at Odd Cape to their groovy CO Fred the Head. The Rolling Stones,
satisfaction. We're gone, please!
Nancy Herman, February 1968. Anyway, the lawyer I was.
Oh, yeah, that's typical. No, that's typical grunt behavior right there. Yeah,
choke on its slopes.
As long as our officers and troops perform tours of duty limited to 1 year, they will remain dilettantes in war and tourists in Vietnam. As long as cold beer, hot food, rock and roll, and all the other amenities remain the expected norm, our conduct of the war will gain only impotence. We need fewer men and better. If they were committed, this war could be won with a fourth of our present force.
Shit. Holy shit. Chicken time. You ain't shitting, bro. Fuck off!
You gotta send Tom in there, dwarf.
Out, yeah, exactly. Fuck off!
Yeah! Again, typical grunt behavior.
Fags.
No, they do that all the time, man.
Fuck with their hands down. Fags.
There we go.
I got it.
There we go. Dicks. Bunch of dicks, man.
Fucking dicks.
There you go. Get the fucking 60 away from the fire, you dumb fuck. Gonna have a cook-off. Don't know ammo cook-off in a boat. That's bad,
motherfucker.
There we go. The improv of the soldier.
Improvisazione.
That's right.
You gotta do what you do.
Yeah, they burned our shit up, so fuck it.
Yeah.
Late summer, autumn.
You auditioning for your life as a homeless man in front of Macy's?
Dude, you gotta let Joe blow off some steam, man.
I know.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Just look the other way, especially if it's innocuous, not harm anybody. Just ignore it.
Well, no, I get it.
Kurtz orders assassination.
We had a guy. All he would do was sharpen knives.
Two of the men.
We had one of those. We had a Marine who would do that.
We've been having an op order. You hear him. And it's all he fucking did. And all of his knives were like beyond razor fucking sharp.
Yeah.
Yes, he must have hit.
I hear like Bill Duke and Predators always shaving his fucking face.
Yeah. Look, yeah.
A big razor.
Yeah. You got to let him. It's just the way it is.
The army tried one last time.
It always makes me cringe when he presses it too hard into his face and it snaps. It all would have been forgotten.
Yeah.
That's a great way to get an infection in the Amazon rainforest.
Yes. Yeah, in any rainforest. You'll get fucked up.
You can get an infection in the Rainforest Cafe from a fucking Bic razor.
Yeah. Fuck those guys.
Fuck Bic. Bic's a dick.
They lost him. He was gone. Nothing but rumors and random intelligence, mostly from captured VC.
Venereal Kong?
His name by now, and they were scared of him. He and his men were playing hit and run all the way into Cambodia.
Good. And here's the fucked up part is they're going after him for doing shit in Cambodia, and then later on we did the same shit.
Yes.
It's called MacFeeve Song.